Hi, my name is Ken Steele, and this is my podcast. It's called Here's What I'm Saying, and here it is. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy it. Here we go. Here we go. Right out of the rip. Well, first of all, a contradiction to start everything. Right off, I'm going to tell you this. Well, hey, actually, I'm going to tell you this instead. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. This is, as I speak, last day of November 2022. So hopefully your Thanksgiving was great, and Thanksgiving weekend was even better. Anyway, so right off the top here, just a couple things, couple observations, these are helpful hints and tips, not hints. There's no hint here. This is a tip going forward in life. Remember this: a lot is not one word. I take that back. A lot actually is a word, A-L-L-O-T, if you're using it as in, I'm going to allot you 10 minutes to get this assignment done. I'm going to allot you $5, you know, to give a portion of something. What's the definition of A-L-L-O-T? Give or apportion something to someone as a share or task. Okay, so a lot that way is a word. If you're saying, I like to eat a lot of turkey. That is two words. A lot. Two words. A lot is not one word. So stop making it one. Every time I see it posted and written on things, it drives me nuts. And I'm a little bit of a grammar policeman when it comes to that sometimes. And I get it. I mess up myself sometimes. And if somebody calls me out, it's like sickening to me. I posted something the other day and a friend of mine said, hey, you said, I was saying something like, hey, if you're this, and I came out of you're this, and I didn't catch it. I don't know how. I usually proofread my post before I put something out there. And I tell you what, smartphones are not all that smart. There are so many times where it wants to change. Do you get this? It wants to change your word. And you're like, no, I know what I'm doing. Don't stop changing what I'm typing here. And other times you're typing along and it'll just let something go that makes no sense. And you're like, okay, that you let go? That made sense to you, phone? Anyway, so I get it once in a while. These things happen. The use of two, two, and two, your and your, there and there and there. These are all common mistakes, but you know what? They're not difficult to understand. And a lot is two words. Just remember that. There is no such word as A-L-O-T. A lot of things. A lot of times, I see a lot spelled as one word, and it's not. So, stop it. Hey, if you find yourself in need of video production, you got to have something made for, maybe you have a business and you want to make an advertisement to post on social media, right? Or I've done other videos too that are not advertisements, that are for promotional videos or for just private things that people need. I can do these in a professional way, and I voice them and I edit them and I add effects and music and all that stuff, and I can do it at a really cool price. And all you got to do is go to kensteeleproductions.com. You can see some of my sample work there and get all my contact info there as well. I also do voiceover and audio work as well if you need me to voice something for you. And, not a problem. So, kensteeleproductions.com, go check it out, and maybe we can work together sometime down the road. That'd be very cool. All right, so getting into the next, one other thought that I had, and by the way, my last podcast was last week with Tony Fox, and we talked for like 45 minutes. So, this is going to be the opposite end of that rainbow. This is going to be, I believe, under 9 minutes. I'm going to see if I can do that. But here's my next thing. There is no such thing as first annual. All right. So if you're having some sort of function or gathering or charity thing, and you say, hey, guess what, everybody? It's the first annual fundraiser for Joe. It's the first annual pig toss. You can't say that. That does not make sense. It is the equivalent of saying one in a row, right? To have something annually, to make something the whatever number it is, annual event, you have to have at least one in the books. In fact, I don't even like the second annual thing, because if you do it once, you go, okay, that worked. And then a year later, you go, that was so great last year. We're going to do this again. And then once you establish the second time, then if it's the third year, you say, you know what? We're seeming to do this every year. So now let's make it the annual event. Now it's the third annual race down the hill or whatever. But if you say second annual, okay. I can live with that because technically you can do something two times in a row. But the first annual, it doesn't exist. It can't happen. So just know that. Go into your life from this point a little wiser and know that if you're going to announce something, you call it an inaugural. It's the inaugural ring toss tournament over here. You don't even say inaugural. You can just say, hey, you know what? We're having a cornhole tournament. We're having Billy Bob's Big Cornhole Tournament. And then if you do it the next year, if you want to, on the second one, you can say it's the second annual cornhole tournament. But I would even say, okay, wait till the third year. Does any of this matter? Yes, it does, actually. You know what? I was almost going to say, no, it really doesn't matter, but it does. It makes you look and seem a little wiser. So once again, to recap, a lot. If you're using it as in the A space L-O-T, there is a lot of people using a lot as one word, and that's wrong. A lot is two words, and there is no such thing as first annual. Just can't happen. Look at that. I made one free throw in a row. Doesn't make sense, does it? And neither does first annual. Okay. Shortest podcast I've done to date. And that's all I got for you. Just wanted to throw something out there and get something out for the last day of the month of November of 2022. And I can tell it's the shortest one. It's almost over because the music is rolling. I can hear it right now. So wrapping this one up, one of the books. And next time I talk to you, probably be a little longer of a podcast. And I'll have some other ideas. And I'll probably yell at you for something else too. All right. I'll talk to you then. Have a good one. This is a Ken Steele Productions production.